Why do some brilliant executives fail while less talented leaders thrive? The answer lies not in how you lead, but why you lead. This fundamental insight from The Motive has transformed boardrooms across Fortune 500 companies and changed how leaders like Microsoft's Satya Nadella approach their roles. The uncomfortable truth is that most people pursue leadership for entirely wrong reasons. Your hidden motivation for leading directly determines your willingness to embrace the difficult, unglamorous work that true leadership demands. When Oprah featured this book, she admitted it forced her to question her own leadership motives, a sentiment echoed by thousands of executives who discovered they'd been avoiding the most essential parts of their job. The distinction is simple yet profound. Do you see leadership as a reward for past achievements or as a responsibility to those you serve? Shay Davis had achieved his dream of becoming CEO at Golden Gate Security, but 6 months in, growth had stalled at 2%, profits were shrinking, and his private equity owners were growing impatient. Desperate for solutions, Shay reluctantly agreed to meet with his most successful competitor, Liam Alcott, whose company was experiencing 40% year-over-year growth. The meeting started with tension. Shay had secretly despised Liam for years, viewing his success and charisma with suspicion. But when Shay finally admitted his company wasn't firing on all cylinders, Liam's knowing smile and simple, "Been there myself, mate," suggested this conversation might be more valuable than Shay's pride had initially allowed him to imagine. The contrast in their approaches became immediately apparent. While Shay focused on reviewing financials and driving sales, Liam devoted almost all his time to leadership and management. Where Shay saw meetings as boring obligations to avoid, Liam considered them one of his most important and enjoyable responsibilities. As they toured Golden Gate's offices, the stale atmosphere was palpable. Employees barely interacted, and Shay's CFO described his management style as hands-off until the shit hits the fan. Weekly staff meetings were tedious affairs that people actively tried to avoid. When confronted about his minimal intervention with difficult executives, Shay defended himself. "I hire adults. These people don't need me to babysit them." Liam's response cut to the heart of the matter. "It's not babysitting, it's management. And it's your job." To establish credibility, Liam shared how his own company had once failed despite superior technology and his technical brilliance. The lesson he learned transformed his approach. "I am supposed to have the most painful job in the company." This wasn't about delegation. It was about understanding that being CEO requires embracing all aspects of leadership, especially the difficult ones. The fundamental difference became clear. Shay saw leadership as a position of privilege, while Liam viewed it as a set of responsibilities. Reward-centered leaders consistently neglect five critical responsibilities that cause the greatest problems for their organizations. First, they avoid developing the leadership team, seeing teamwork as touchy-feely rather than a practical competitive advantage. Second, they misunderstand management, justifying insufficient involvement by claiming to abhor micromanagement, when true management means helping executives align with organizational needs. Third, they dodge difficult conversations out of personal discomfort, essentially trading their momentary awkwardness for their employees' long-term pain. Fourth, they accept mediocre meetings, despite these being where critical decisions happen, ensuring subpar decision-making throughout the organization. Finally, they refuse to communicate repetitively, getting bored with messages that employees need to hear multiple times before believing executives are serious. The best leaders see themselves as chief reminding officers, consistently reinforcing fundamental messages across all interactions. The pivotal question that reveals a leader's true motivation is simple. Why did you want to become a CEO? When pressed, Shay admitted he didn't know. He saw the CEO role as a prize rather than a responsibility. Liam explained the fundamental difference in their approaches. "I want to be the CEO because I see my job as a responsibility and a sacrifice. You see your job as a reward." This distinction between reward-centered leadership and responsibility-centered leadership impacts success more than talent or skill. Responsibility-centered leaders willingly have tough conversations, make unpopular decisions when necessary, and put their team's needs before their own comfort. They view challenges as opportunities to serve rather than inconveniences to avoid. Organizations led by such leaders consistently demonstrate higher employee engagement, better financial performance, and more sustainable long-term success. After weeks of interaction with Liam and his team, Shay made a surprising decision. During a pivotal meeting with board representatives from both companies, he announced that Liam should be CEO of their merged company, while he would run marketing or strategy. When questioned about this unusual arrangement, Shay explained that Liam excelled at leadership and management, which would be crucial as they acquired more firms. 3 months after closing the deal, Shay relocated his family to Southern California. By summer's end, his wife considered his self-demotion the best decision he'd ever made. He was enjoying his work for the first time in a year and learning more about leadership than ever before. When she nervously asked if he wanted to be CEO again someday, he responded without hesitation, "No," then added, "But I'm starting to think that in a few years I might be ready to do what a CEO does." His journey illustrates how understanding one's true motivation can transform not just a career, but an entire approach to leadership. The most profound insight is that leadership isn't about what you get to do, but what you must do. When we view leadership positions as rewards rather than responsibilities requiring sacrifice, we fundamentally misunderstand leadership itself. True leadership demands embracing both pleasant and challenging aspects of the role, having difficult conversations, repeatedly communicating the same message, attending to administrative details, and being present during challenging times. These aren't optional extras, they're core requirements of effective leadership. The next time you find yourself avoiding a difficult conversation or skipping repetitive communication because it bores you, ask yourself, "Am I leading to serve others or to serve myself?" This question becomes particularly relevant when facing decisions that pit personal comfort against organizational necessity. The paradox of leadership is that by focusing less on what we get and more on what we give, we often receive the most meaningful rewards: the growth of our people, the impact of our organization, and our own development. These outcomes, while not the primary motivation, become the natural byproducts of servant leadership, perhaps the most powerful reward of all.